Today from the Ohio Newsroom, how Amish furniture ended up in the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Holmes County in Northeast Ohio is an epicenter of the Amish arts. Signs on buggy-strewn streets advertise homemade maple syrup, carefully stitched quilts, and handcrafted furniture. There are no less than a dozen furniture shops in the county, but one has taken the craft to another level. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports on a unique partnership between a local craftsman and a world-renowned museum of art.
Ernest Hirschberger is a fourth-generation Amish woodworker. He started learning the trade fresh out of grade school, and when he got married, he and his wife opened their first furniture business out of a chicken coop. That business has evolved into the showroom I'm standing in today, filled with sturdy wooden tables and kitchen chairs.
We've got upstairs all the upholstery stuff, and then there's the downstairs.
There's also a door at the back of the showroom.
So this is a little bit more high-end.
Okay.
You're walking into a gold leaf tunnel.
At the end of this tunnel are rooms full of high-end designer furniture. The pieces are sleek and modern, with woodwork inspired by the arches in Roman architecture and Europe's flying buttress cathedrals.
So we built one piece at a time.
These pieces are solid hardwood, certified green, custom-made, and frankly, jaw-droppingly beautiful. Hirschberger says those qualities are what prompted the Metropolitan Museum of Art to reach out.
I knew, knew about them, but I did say, well, who's the Met? And I still get made fun of that for that, you know, a little bit.
The museum was looking for a company to design furniture based on famous works of art in their collection.
They gave us a clean sheet of paper and said, we want you to come to New York. We're going to open up storehouses and artifacts that haven't been seen by the general public for decades. And you have an open field to use anything you want as an inspiration.
It was pretty difficult to choose, Hirschberger said, but his team landed on seven works of art across eras and genres and geographies from Degas to Van Gogh to Seurat. Each painting inspired a corresponding piece of furniture. The influence is often quite literal, a cocktail table with the shape and color of a Van Gogh sunflower. But the relationship also goes much deeper. Hirschberger stands before one of the pieces, a tall brass mirror based on a portrait by Diego Velázquez.
And that's hand-polished up to 6,000 grit, where it actually has a reflective nature.
The original painting depicts Velázquez's slave, decorated in regal attire. Velázquez painted it as a practice for a commissioned portrait of the Pope. But legend has it, the painting helped him see his slave's humanity. Months later, he filed paperwork to free the man. Hirschberger says the mirror tries to capture the essence of that story.
To me, it was just a whole reflective nature of us as people going through our journey in life. Either we're self-reflecting and growing, or we're self-destructing and trying to lift ourselves up while we push other people down.
All seven pieces have a story just like this one. They were unveiled to a global audience at the Met in April, but the collection has since returned home to Amish country. Hirschberger plans to sell a limited number of each piece.
Each one of them are a reflection of faith. When we finally tied it together, we had to get to the spiritual side of the painter, of what he was struggling with at the time in the setting that he was painting these famous paintings. And we had to bring that back up onto our spiritual side of what we were struggling with today.
In this way, Hirschberger says, the collection breathes new life and depth and perspective into already timeless works of art. In Mount Hope, I'm Aaron Gottsacker.
You can find pictures of the artwork and the furniture online at ohionewsroom.org. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.